What does the Bible teach about business? That's what we'll uncover together on the Business in His Image podcast. This show explores strategies from the Bible that will help you grow your business, strengthen your walk with Jesus, and help you reach your God-given potential as an entrepreneur. The Bible is filled with practical wisdom to help you live for God while using your gifts. Let's unpack what that means for you and how you can use biblical truths to build a thriving business that honors Christ. Now it's time to dive in. Does it feel like hell has broken loose against you? Maybe you're doing the things God told you to do, but everywhere you turn, you keep facing opposition and you struggle and you're not seeing the fruit that you expected, even though you're being obedient to the Lord. Friend, if that's you, do I have a message that's going to encourage you today? Listen, spiritual warfare is real. We have an enemy who hates us because we were created in God's image, and his sole purpose is to try to oppose the work of God in our lives. The Bible says he only comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But here's the thing. If we stay close to God, the enemy will not prosper. The enemy's plans will not prosper over your life or my life. So today's episode, we are going to talk about this, about why you're facing this opposition, this spiritual warfare, and what you can do about it. It's all going to come straight from scripture. Now, a couple of months ago, I heard a really powerful scripture in church from Revelation chapter 12. And when I read it, I felt in my spirit that this was a message I needed to share, even on this podcast. The scripture is Revelation 12 verses 1 through 4, and it says, "A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on its heads. Its tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that it might devour her child the moment he was born." Okay, there's a lot to unpack there, and I'm not going to get into the symbolism and prophetic meaning of that scripture, but what I do want to zero in on is that last part of verse 4, where it says the dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that it might devour her child the moment he was born. And for me, this was such a picture of what the enemy tries to do to God's people. There are things that God wants to birth through you, and the enemy is there waiting, trying to devour what that is, whether it's a gift, your business, ministry, that thing that God wants to do through you to impact others, to impact the kingdom of God. The enemy is trying to oppose it. And that, my friend, is why we face opposition. Now, if you're listening to the show, it's because the Lord has put that inside of you, right? And you want to be obedient. You want to honor the Lord with your gifts, with your business. You want to make an impact for God's kingdom. But maybe it's been rough. And sometimes you might even want to give up. But you know what? You're not alone in that, friend. You're not the only one. We all face that. Anyone who is called by God, who is doing the work of God, is going to experience spiritual warfare. It is part of the Christian walk. In the book of Nehemiah, the Jews were rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem. And listen to this. The more progress they made, the more intense opposition came from their enemies, even to the point where their enemies plotted to kill them. They tried sending false prophets. They tried scare tactics. They tried everything they could to stop them. But what they did is they banded together and they were prepared to fight. They were prepared to fight for their families and to complete the work that God gave them to do. And that is the same thing that we need to do. I love this specific scripture from Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 14, and it says, "After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, 'Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes.'" We must fight for the things that God has for us. So often we can feel like because God promised us something, we're supposed to kind of waltz into it, right? It's just supposed to come and it should be smooth and easy. But The fact is that when we read in the Bible about the Jews entering the promised land, they had to fight for every bit of territory that God had for them. They had to fight for it. And it's the same thing in our own lives. Whatever God has for us, there's going to be a spiritual war going on. The enemy will try to oppose us, and we're going to have to fight to take that territory. But God has already promised the victory, and we can take encouragement in that. So I think it's so important for us to understand why we face the opposition, to recognize it as spiritual warfare so that we don't get discouraged and want to give up, realize that it's normal, it's part of our Christian walk, and also take heart knowing that God is on our side, He's going to fight for us, and the work will get done. We can't let the enemy stop us. We can't let the enemy discourage us and dishearten us and try to get us to give up. We have to keep going. We have to complete the work that God has given us to do, because it's for His glory. It's for His purposes. There are people out there who are praying for what God wants to birth through you. It's an answer to someone's prayers. He wants to use you. So we have to root ourselves in the Word of God. There are things that we can do practically. So I'm going to get into that now, right? There are things that we can do practically when we face the spiritual warfare. And personally, the number one thing that has helped me really is fasting, prayer and fasting, holding on to God and waging war in the Spirit through prayer and fasting. Okay. We have to stand in the Word of God. That's another part of it. Standing in the Word of God, declaring what the Bible says and speaking that over our lives, finding scriptures that relate to our spiritual warfare, finding scriptures that promise victory, that exalt God's faithfulness and will remind us of His goodness and His power and that He's with us. Because if there's anything that the enemy wants, it's to make us feel like God isn't there. It's to make us feel like God isn't answering our prayers. He's not hearing us and we're praying for nothing. That's what the enemy wants, but it's not true. Remember the story of Job. He cried out and he didn't understand why he was going through the trials that he was going through, but it was a test. He was being tested. We're all being tested. It's a test of our faith. And so we need to hold on to what we know to be true. And that is that God is good. He is faithful and He loves us and He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. So we need to remind ourselves of these truths. We need to declare the Word of God over our lives and we need to fight back. We cannot let the enemy take courage from us and make us weak. We have to keep going and fighting. And in those moments when we don't feel like we have the words to pray or the strength to pray, we can ask the Lord to help us. We can ask the Holy Spirit to empower us and to give us the words and to help us keep going. He will carry us through. He will be our sustenance. He is our bread of life and He cares for us deeply. I just want to encourage you with that today, that the trials you're facing, it doesn't mean that you're not supposed to be pursuing this path. The challenges and oppositions, that doesn't mean you're supposed to give up. It doesn't mean that you're not supposed to be doing this or pursuing this business that God has put in your heart. On the contrary, it most likely means if you heard from God and you know that you're doing what God told you to do, then this opposition you're facing is most likely a sign that you are exactly where you need to be and you're closer to your breakthrough than you might think. So keep holding on, friend. Keep trusting in the Lord. He is good. He is faithful. God bless you. Hey, friend, are you looking for actionable ways that you can build a profitable business without compromising your faith? Check out my free 5-day devotional for Christian entrepreneurs. For 5 days, you'll get a daily devotional teaching you specific things you can start doing right now to honor God as you're growing your business. Get it for free at thevirtualmama.com/devo or click the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening to the Business in His Image podcast with me, your host, Joe Harris. If this show has blessed you, please share it with a friend and subscribe so that you can be notified when we release new episodes. My prayer is that God will help you soak up every bit of what you've heard today and help you apply it to your business so that you can see results. I'll see you next time and may God bless you.